Hey, welcome back to the In Your Dreams podcast. I'm Michelle, and this is my podcast where my guest and I discuss our dreams. We try to understand why we're having them, and we try to determine the meaning behind them. This is episode 28, titled Volcano, Sunscreen, and Thrift Stores. My guests were Veronica and Jeff. Anthony was here too, but we really just discussed Veronica's dreams. She discussed three of her dreams that had to do with the three keywords. So I hope you guys enjoy. Veronica is also the artist who is illustrating some of the dreams that we've been discussing. She illustrated the image for episode 26, the Ferris wheel image. It came out awesome, and she also provided the illustration for her own episode today. So you guys can check that out on Twitter at iydreamspod. It's also on Instagram, same name. And if you go to bitruby.com/inyourdreams, you can also check it out there. You guys should also follow her YouTube channel and her on Instagram. I have her information in the show notes. If you guys are enjoying In Your Dreams, I would greatly appreciate it if you shared it, if you reviewed it, if you subscribed on iTunes. I would greatly appreciate it, and it would help the show out so much. And you can also listen to me on Google Play if that is your jam. Hi, guys.
Hello.
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 We have Veronica here.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, sorry.
And Jeff.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, dang it.
Ant's here, too.
Yep.
But you knew that already, because you can hear him.
It's already 90% of the podcast.
I have to monopolize all the time.
But this is Veronica's episode.
Yeah.
She's going to talk about, you submitted Volcano, Sunscreen, and Thrift Stores. Is this one dream, three dreams, two dreams, five dreams, seven dreams?
This is
zero
three dreams.
Three dreams?
Yeah.
Cool. So you go whichever way you're going to go.
Okay. So I guess I'll start with the volcano one.
Okay.
And basically, Jeff and I were, I think, on vacation on this island. And I don't exactly know where it was supposed to be, but the implication was that it was maybe Hawaii or the Philippines or something really, really tropical like that. And so I remember we were standing on this really high point of the island, and we were looking at this volcano, and I just had this feeling like it was going to erupt, and I was getting really scared. And then Jeff was trying to calm me down and say, no, it's not a big deal. And then as we're looking at it, it just erupts. And so we start freaking out, and the whole island goes into panic. And then we all start trying to evacuate. So we're like, okay, let's get in these boats. And I guess the idea was that the evacuation plan was that we were going to have to like row all the way across the island to get on a plane and leave. And basically, then like my family shows up and my dad starts rowing this boat. And
so they just automatically appear?
Yeah, it was as if they had been there the whole time. But in the beginning of the dream, it was just Jeff and I. And then when my family showed up, it was like, oh yeah, you guys have been here the whole time. And so then I remember we get into this cave, and the people who were running the trip and everything just didn't have our best interest at heart, and they were trying to keep us there trapped, and they were going to get away and be fine, but we were all going to be stuck here.
How many were, it was just you and Jeff and your family trapped at this point?
Yeah, there were other people, but I don't remember exactly how many other people were there and who they were. They were just strangers to me in the dream. It was just like the idea that other bodies were there type of thing.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, I looked up volcano. Very loose. I did some online research, and then I was like, I'm going to save the book research because Aunt was going to be here.
Yeah, okay. Volcano's in here
volcano,
too.
So. I know. I pre-looked at the book. But volcano pretty much represents erupting emotions.
Oh.
That's unlike Veronica.
Yeah, very, very strange, very strange.
Yeah, I'm cool, calm, and collected all the time.
Well, that's not really how this one reads.
No, I just knew volcano was in there. I didn't really read the description.
Well, like, there's a few, and I think they kind of all maybe link together a little bit. But if you want to get into
continue.
Okay, so An erupting volcano signifies that you have been ignoring a potentially dangerous situation, which you will have to adjust. The sooner you do it, the easier it will be. So you got a dangerous situation coming up.
Okay.
But then there's also, I looked up Rho. Hold on, wait. The alphabet's hard. So it says, if you dreamed of rowing in a boat or being rowed in one, you can expect to make steady progress along your chosen path.
Okay.
So that's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's good to hear. So I have terrible things coming up, yeah. But, you know, I'll make it through.
You'll make it through. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so cave was the last one I looked at.
Okay.
An obstacle dream. If you found your way out, you can expect eventually to overcome your difficulties. But if you failed to get out, you must prepare for an escalation of your worries for a rather long period. Dreams involving cave dwellers are an omen of marital happiness. But I don't think those are the cave dwellers that were in that cave.
There were no cave dwellers. It was just like a cavern cave.
Do you remember getting out of the cave?
Right.
Well, I woke up.
Or that you felt like you were going to get out?
Yeah. We were going to get out of the cave. It was just the idea whether or not we were going to get off of the island. Mm, so the cave wasn't really the issue.
But at that point, the volcano erupted. Right?
Well,
or it was erupting?
Well, we were outside of the cave. It was like we were standing on a high point, like a hill or something, or a mountain. From afar, we saw the volcano erupt, and then everybody scrambled to the water to get into the boats to try and get to a plane on the opposite side of the island, and I just remember the last part of the dream being in a cave before I woke up.
Interesting.
Yeah. But what I was going to say before is that this has been sort of a common theme.
Being trapped?
Yeah, and like specifically that there's someone out there who doesn't have our best interest at heart. Like I recently had another dream where I was in this desert type of terrain. And I was on like this trip with a lot of people and we found our way into this area that was supposed to be like a really bad part of the world and people should not have been there. But these tour guide people were just like, no, you can go there. It's totally fine. And then all of these horrible things started happening to the other people that we were on the trip with and my friends and stuff. And then we were trying to get out of there. And again, it was the implication that the people who were running the trip were like trying to make us stuck there and like trying to put us in harm's way.
I feel like the people, okay, so I looked up trapped.
Okay.
In a couple online dictionaries, and I don't know if trapped is if what Anne's looking in the old dictionary, but it means you feel stuck in your waking life and you feel helplessness.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that these two dreams involved like a large group of people,
yeah,
they must represent maybe how you feel. Oh gosh, we're on to something. My gears are working. Yeah. But like you almost feel alone in your waking life and everyone around you because you're such a creative person.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you feel alone with that sometimes.
Yeah.
And the outside world is kind of, not the outside world, but the people around you
can be oppressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not open and kind of shut it down a little bit.
Right, right, right.
Because the fact that, but what's interesting is it happened in two different locations with traveling.
Yeah, exactly. Like one was this really tropical island with lots of water and it was really lush and green and all of that. And then the second one was like a barren wasteland, like a total desert type of terrain. Yeah, so that is really interesting. But that's why I wanted to bring up both because it's like the exact same premise just in two different locations.
Yeah, and it can almost seem like with the lush, like things can seem really going well and the worst things can seem really bad, but at the same time you still feel alone.
Right.
You know, like things could be going really well in your waking life and things can be going really bad, but you could still feel almost by yourself.
Right. Or like I think it's just the idea that people like I don't know, there's like this darkness about the dream.
Yeah.
Where it's just
both
like
dreams.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where they're just trying, like, where it's almost like you put trust into these people at first, and then you find out that, oh, we never should have trusted these people, and now we're stuck because we did that. Which I suppose could be the same sort of idea, where, like, I always kind of feel like, okay, I have this idea, and I trust myself, and I follow my heart, and then I let other people's mm-hmm. opinions and ideas mm-hmm. come in, and I'll follow that and be like, why didn't I just listen to myself?
Right.
Like, I knew what was good, you know?
Right, right. Are you finding anything?
I'm just trying to, like, I thought trust would be in here, but it's
or maybe not. Almost, I don't know why this popped into my head, but you're a YouTuber, and the groups of people can almost represent what you fear the YouTube community could judge you as.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting.
Even though they've been very loving
yeah.
and supportive.
Well, I generally don't feel judged by the YouTube community. It's like the people who don't understand why yeah. I do okay. YouTube. Yeah, like yeah, the yeah, people yeah. who are there like, what even is YouTube? Isn't that cat videos?
Right.
And I'm like, well, it's a lot more than that, but sure.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Are you going to make money?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the best
Working
question.
Working on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, one thing, because I tried to look up, like, mistrust or distrust, mm-hmm. and it pointed me to doubt. To experience the feeling of doubt in your dream signifies that you need not doubt those in whom you have placed your trust. So it's kind of like the reverse, like, it's because you're feeling... No. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, well, no, it's not an oxymoron. It's like, it's just
well, it's
reverse.
Like the reverse from what
yeah,
I feel
so, like,
in
if
the
you're
dream.
Feeling the doubt in, like, those people, like... you know, like putting trust into like real people isn't, you know, it means that you,
right,
you know,
right.
You put your trust in them.
And
right
Jeff
people.
Was with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it actually says here too. Definitely don't go anywhere with Jeff because you can't trust that guy. It says it. It's weird. It's in the foreword, actually.
No, but that could make a lot of sense because I am so fiercely independent yeah. all the time. And I'm just like, I don't want to listen to what anybody else has to say. Yeah. I don't want anybody else's help. But I feel like I have been going through this growth spurt of the idea of it's okay to have other people's help. And that's how you grow.
Right.
So, yeah, that could definitely be
How far apart were these dreams?
I would say maybe about a month apart. So fairly recent, you know, not too far away from each other, but not back to back or anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I mean, it gets really hot in my room and they like the heat.
Like temperature wise, it's probably
yeah,
affected.
Yeah,
it,
exactly.
Yeah.
The heat always makes me feel really stressed out in my dreams and I wake up and I'm usually, you know, that's usually the issue that I was just hot in my bed. But
isn't it weird how that can affect? Like, we were talking about that in the last episode, and Ant's in his dream, he was like taking off his shirt and he thinks it's just got hot in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
Yeah, but it's still kind of interesting that it's the same exact dream.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about sunscreen or thrift stores?
Yeah, so I guess I'll do sunscreen now because, again, it's sort of
with
a similar.
Theme?
Yeah, so this is actually a recurring dream that I used to have when I was little, and I thought it would just kind of tie into everything that I've been dreaming about now. So basically, I know, Jeff, I just told you about this one the other day, but so I used to have a fear of going to the bathroom by myself when I was little. And I would always make my dog Roxy come with me in real life, like not in a dream or anything. And so I was just really weird about the bathroom. But basically, I constantly had this nightmare that I would get out of the shower and I would go to leave the bathroom and suddenly I had a fork in my hand, like a plastic fork. And there was sunscreen on the fork. And there was this voice coming out of nowhere, like this really creepy voice just being like, put the sunscreen on the doorknob. And so I would take the fork.
It's like Saw.
Yeah, it is.
I would take the fork and rub the sunscreen on it before I realized what I was doing. And then the doorknob would be too slippery, so I couldn't get out. And I was like, I'm trapped in the bathroom. I can never get out because of the sunscreen fork.
How many times did you have this dream?
So many times. It haunted my childhood.
When did it stop?
I really don't remember, but maybe by the time I was 10. So up until the point I was 10, I constantly had this dream. And in my real life, like in my waking life, I was so afraid to be in the bathroom by myself. Just the idea that I had to like shut the door and be away from everybody else.
Yeah,
and
I was going to ask like what brought that on?
Yeah, what made you so afraid? I don't know why I ever started feeling like that to begin. Well, I did have separation anxiety when I was a kid. So maybe
that makes sense.
And like being in the shower by myself, like just like having to take a shower and be so vulnerable and alone, like that's, and I always had to have my dog with me, which I know is so weird.
No, I mean, when you put it like that, and you had separation anxiety and fear of, in that way, that makes sense. The fork in the sunscreen, like I looked up sunscreen, but I don't know if this applies to that.
Yeah, well, I was going to tell you sunscreen fork, but then I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Out of context, that makes no sense.
Because, you know, with every dream, and I always say, like, we have to dissect, right? And to see what was happening, why you were dreaming this. Mm-hmm. Being locked in the bathroom makes total sense.
Right.
Your fear of getting out, that makes total sense. Where the fork and the sunscreen came in.
And you know what's so interesting too is that when I've been on the podcast before, I've had dreams relating to the bathroom. There's just something with me and the bathroom.
You're right.
I really have some deep-seated issues, some porcelain-seated issues.
Porcelain.
So when I looked up sunscreen, it says that it means you're refusing to see the truth in some matter. And you need to receive some advice or a message.
That's sunscreen?
Yeah. Weird, right?
Wow.
A couple of sites.
I guess you're trying to, like, block that.
Yeah. Like, cover.
Maybe. Yeah.
But for this was kind of, like, it was making the doorknob greasy.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Just look up slippery doorknob.
Yeah. I should. Yeah, right. Does that have it in that book? What does Freud have to say about slippery doorknob? I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Is that a Freud?
We already know where Freud is going with
that. Yeah.
I was actually looking to see
your mother.
Yeah,
your
I was looking to see what it would say.
Keyhole.
But bathroom doesn't even get into it.
Do you think the sunscreen came because, you know, when you're younger, I feel like parents are just super obsessed with applying sunscreen.
And my mom especially.
My mom too. Yeah. So maybe that's where that came from. I don't, and the fork, I don't know. Did you watch Little Mermaid,
possibly.
The Dingle Hopper? Isn't that what she called her fork?
That's true. I did love that movie.
Just trying to pull anything here.
Yeah, just grasping at straws here and forks.
Yeah, forks.
I wonder if you'll ever have that dream again.
It's been years since I've had it, but it's one of those dreams that stayed with me my entire life. Like, I've had a couple.
Well, especially if you had it a couple of times.
Yeah, I've had a couple of dreams that used to really haunt me when I was little, and I never forgot them. And that's one of them.
It's probably from eating all that sunscreen as a kid.
Yeah.
But there was nothing about fork or anything in the book?
Yeah, but not. It had nothing really to do with rubbing it on a doorknob. And more had to do with, like, if there's a fork in a road. And the last thing, and there was a couple of things, like, that were obvious. And then there was, eating with a fork. And then if you see somebody getting stabbed with a fork.
Oh.
Which is in there. But nothing about rubbing it on a doorknob with sunscreen.
Agreed.
You should illustrate that. By the way, guys, Veronica is the one who illustrated the last image for that I posted for the dream, for Nicole's dream, which was amazing. And she's going to illustrate some more, I hope.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really excited.
But maybe you shouldn't illustrate this one. It might bring back really bad memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
PTSD.
And but maybe it'll help me work through it.
That's true. Either way.
Yeah.
I would love to see that though.
Yeah.
Like a little Veronica with a fork and sunscreen.
It would need to be like a flip book. Like a little.
Yeah.
Flip
book.
So you get like,
I don't know if I know how to do that.
Like one image and just.
Yeah. Just moving it slowly so that it becomes animated.
Yeah. Flip it really fast.
I can try.
That would be really funny.
And we could put it in iMovie and make like short movies.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That'd be pretty cool.
New project.
Yeah, you'd have to draw like a bajillion little like changes in the drawing. Like very like the same drawing, but just like you slowly like.
So I have to be Walt Disney now.
Yes.
Basically.
Were you always in the same bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was
my
pretty
bathroom
much
upstairs.
Same exact dream.
Yeah, Yeah, literally the same exact dream. It's like, oh, I had the dream again. Like, nothing about it changed at all, which is interesting because when I was a kid, I used to have very specific recurring dreams all the time. And I haven't had recurring dreams as long as I can remember, you know, for a while. And this, like the last couple of dreams that I just told you about is the first time that Liam's at it again.
Doing his thing.
But that is the first time in a really long time that I've had anything resembling a recurring dream. Even though they were kind of different, it's the first time that I've had something like that in a while. So I don't know what that means, if that means anything.
Yeah. Just feeling helplessness.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's also to do like the first couple ones, since we are planning a trip and
right.
Everybody that you talk to when you say, oh, I'm going here is just preaching doom and gloom. So I think
yeah, why right. is that? Always the negative.
Well, people are always just negative.
That explains my dream, actually.
Yeah. Oh, well, Jeff has a dream.
Yeah.
It was really vague. I found it in a text message I sent to Veronica, but I dreamt that we were in Thailand, but we were calling it Vietnam, which is like, I guess, a nod to what we saw online from Workaway in Vietnam.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And it was like a war zone, and you know, at first I was dying, and
dying.
Yeah, because okay. like I was fighting with everybody, guns.
This
explosions.
Is a really positive, upbeat episode.
Yes,
they've all been like this all of my dreams lately. And like the first few times I died, it was scary, but then it got to be more thrilling, and then I realized it's probably because I've been playing a lot of video games, and it's like
okay, that makes
that
sense.
Just trains your brain to never feel safe. And that's pretty much how I am when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, well, I haven't been playing any video games, but I think it's just the idea that people keep telling us, like, oh, my
yeah,
gosh,
that,
good
yeah.
luck. Good
and also
luck.
Just the news, too. I mean, well, like, yeah. it's all out there. Like, yeah. you can't really turn on TV without hearing about something bad going on.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
so true.
Yeah, really starting to rethink our trip to North Korea.
I wouldn't, though. That's going to be a safe zone. It's going to be a safe
zone.
Give it a
rise.
Couple months.
Yeah, it's on the rise.
Be a huge tourism spot.
Yeah.
We have to gentrify it. That's
it's
what
getting really
do.
Hipster. It's getting yeah. really, really hipster. Yeah. It's practically Brooklyn at this point.
Yeah.
The new Williamsburg.
Yeah.
That's their motto that they're going to advertise.
A cute
with.
Little cafe.
Yeah. thrift stores.
Okay, so actually, you were in this one, Michelle.
I love when I appear in dreams.
Yeah.
If I'm good in the dream, if not, then sorry.
No, you were great in the dream.
Okay.
So basically, let me see if I can remember this.
This is where it gets explicit. Tell your younger viewers.
Yeah. There are kids present. You might want to lower the volume and turn this off.
No. So I was at my house, and you came to pick me up, and I said, oh, are you sure? Because, you know, we live in completely opposite directions. And you really wanted to take me to this awesome thrift store out near you. So that's why I was even more shocked that you came all the way out there to come pick me up to bring you
so nice.
To bring me right back to like where we started. So anyway, when we get there, I say to you, oh my gosh, thank you so much for picking me up because I just remembered I don't have a car. And then I just had all these flashback memories of my car, like, getting into some sort of accident or something like that. And I was just like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot. I wouldn't even have been able to meet her if I wanted to. So then we get to the thrift store, and we go inside, and there's these racks and racks of clothing. And I remember very specifically I found a pair of... How do I explain it? It was a pair of denim shorts from H&M, and they were like the ombre effect.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they were light on the top, and then they got darker as they went down. So I remember that very specifically. And then all of a sudden you turn to me, and you go, oh, no. My annoying little sister is here, but it wasn't your actual sister at all. It was like a genuine little sister, like a little kid. And you were just like, oh, she always follows me here. And it was just the idea that you had like a kid sister and that she was, you know, just following you and annoying you all the time. Yeah. And then... And then what happened? Okay, so this is the really interesting part. So I was looking at the shelf of all these different bags and purses, and I find this suitcase that's covered in an ice cream cone print. And the second I looked at the suitcase, I said, oh my gosh, there's a note written to someone special on that. And I don't know how I knew, but I just knew. So I picked it up, and lo and behold, there was like a note written on the actual suitcase. And it was addressed to Serena, which is my sister's name. And I don't remember exactly what it said, but it was the idea that she was going away somewhere and it was her mother. And I didn't know if this was actually my sister Serena or if this was a different Serena, but I just felt this connection to it somehow. And then It was just the idea that like her mother, whoever this Serena was, had written it when she was going away somewhere. And then, and that was it. But there was like this heaviness to it, if that makes any sense. Wow. And I think I woke up after that. Actually, I think the dream morphed into something else, but I don't remember what it is.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I know I have such a kooky brain. Like my brain goes.
Well,
so
no, that one sounds like something I would have. Like yeah, your other, like that. Your other trapped dream, I haven't had something like that in a while. But this one. Did you find anything with, like, sisters or...
No, nothing that really, like, I mean, it's not really, like, in there. Like,
yeah,
sisters in here,
given
but...
you more information
before. I mean, I looked up thrift stores, and they had thrift stores.
Okay.
And it pretty much, thrift stores can represent that you can learn from your past and don't underestimate something that is seemingly worthless. But I feel like there was more, even though we went to the thrift store, there's more to this.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
There's more meaning in that note you found and to that name. Now, in your dream, you didn't know if this could have been your sister. Like, in your dream, was your sister Serena? Like, I know in real life your sister is Serena, but...
Yeah. So, in the dream, I had my sister Serena, and when I was looking at the note, I didn't know if this was addressed to my sister or if this was a different Serena.
Yeah.
But I just felt some sort of connection to this suitcase, and it was just, and I was like, did my mother write this to Serena and something's going on between them that I don't know about, or is this a completely different situation from me? But I also didn't know how I knew that there was going to be a note written on that bag.
Yeah. It was like your intuition.
Yeah, exactly. So very fascinating. And then, like, I don't know what the ice cream cone print had to do with anything.
Yeah.
I don't know if the two-tone shorts had to do with anything. Yeah. There was just... It was
very specific.
Right.
Those symbols.
Were clear things that came up that was like, we go to the thrift store. Oh, a pair of shorts. Oh, this bag with ice cream print and, you know, a weird note and some, like, backstory subtweet going on.
Right. And the fact that I had a little sister.
Yeah,
but I do have a little sister.
She is your younger sister, but she's not little. This was like, oh, my annoying little sister is here. And then I saw her for a second and she was a kid, you know.
Wow.
A kid with dark hair. That's what I remember. And I was like, oh, Michelle, you have a little sister? Like, it was so foreign to me. I had no idea.
The only way I could, but this wouldn't make sense for your dream, but if I dreamt this, I feel like I always think Sam is so much younger because she's immature.
Does she listen to this?
No. Watch, she'll listen to this one.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I finally decided to give it a shot.
And she has a dark soul. No, I'm kidding. She doesn't have a dark soul. But that's the only thing. Like, Sam would be in my head in dream world. She'd be a very small person.
Well, Jeff, you know, you say one thing, like, every 10 minutes. But you know me really well, so do you have any input?
Yeah, like, what do you guys think? Since I don't, Ant's busy looking up in the book. What did you think, Veronica? Like, what do you think this
Honestly,
could symbolize? When did you have this dream?
This was really recent. This was just a couple days ago. Hmm. Yeah. But honestly, I don't know.
Well, I feel like the thrift store, again, there's those symbols, but you have said you're going to be thrifting more. And yeah, I know well, you I love to do thrift love stores.
The thrift store, yeah. I would live there genuinely if I could.
She accidentally says the words thrift store all the time, like in place of other words. I'm not even kidding about that.
Yeah, so we started calling each other like, oh, you're such a cute little thrift store.
That's really cute. Yeah. But maybe you're searching for something. Searching for something deeper.
Yeah. Well, okay. So one of the things that I've always said that I love about the thrift store is the fact that there are stories attached to all of the pieces that you don't really get when you go to a conventional store. And it's just like, okay, this was manufactured. And I know at some point all of the clothes at the thrift store were as well. But there's just more of a history to it. Mm-hmm. And so I think... I don't know, maybe the idea of that was tying into the fact that, okay, there's this note, there's this history between this person. It could be my sister, it might not be, but there's this history behind that bag.
Right.
And something deeper that was going on there. So that could definitely...
I can see where
my brain was going with that.
Yeah. And maybe the rest, everything was just your subconscious just pull pieces and...
Yeah.
Yeah, what I was thinking is all of those things are so real in Veronica's life. Like, those are just literal things plucked. Like, those are things she always does. She's always talking to Michelle. She's always going to thrift stores.
Yeah, and you know, I scheduled you to come on the podcast, so maybe that's why I appeared.
For sure, yeah.
In your dream.
Yeah, well, and I always say you're my life guru, so aww, the fact that you came and picked me up and brought me to this amazing thrift store, you definitely would do something like that. Like, I didn't know this existed. Of course Michelle shows it to me.
Yes, I like that. Yeah. Nothing in the book, huh?
There's nothing. I couldn't, like, narrow into anything. Like, and every time I thought, I was like, oh, let me look up suitcase. Nothing. Oh. There's no suitcase. You can't find
it.
Could
be tied into travel, maybe.
It was, but it was tied into travel, but it didn't really.
Did it have ice cream
or note? Did it have note in there?
No. Okay, I could try.
Like finding a note.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to find something, maybe.
Have you had any dreams?
Yes, they have ranged from Harry Potter to. One of our friends in Seattle moved back and she was going to rent the room. I mean, this is the lame dream, right? She was just going to rent John's old room.
Okay. But that was fun. It.
And then I'm trying to remember. I wrote down, I'll take a peek. I wrote down, I love when I write down my dreams when I first wake up because I leave out so many words.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll fill it in later.
Well, what happens with me is that when I write them down when I first wake up, I don't remember them at all. And then I look back and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like, okay. For instance, I was in gym senior year and we were outside playing b-ball with Tiny Bald.
Tiny Bald?
I go to the bathroom because my fake tanner was off and I had to pee. I stayed for a while. I put that in quotes. I just felt so self-conscious. I left when the bell rang, but we had another period of gym and then had to fill out the question, what is your favorite thing and how are you working towards it? And I wrote, cats and media, I am podcasting. Yeah, that was the most recent one. What? And I remember waking up and being like, okay. So I wrote this down, and as I thought about it throughout the day, and I was like, oh, wow. So I actually remember writing. Like, someone was asking us, like, what are you working towards? What are your favorite things? And I wrote cats and media and podcasts. And I actually drew a mic.
Oh. Hmm. You drew a mic in the dream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not in my notes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I feel like that I had to pee in real life. I've been... Okay, this so that is. Makes sense. This actually has been happening to me a lot where I have to pee while I'm sleeping in real life and I'm just holding it because I don't feel like getting up.
Yeah.
I actually think that's the source of all of my dreams because that's when everything just comes to a head. Like, that's the climax of every dream. I gotta go.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I mentioned it on a previous episode or maybe I was telling my friend how I dreamt I was wearing floral. And then I had to pee really bad. And someone was, and like these people were like, just get in the water and pee. And I was like, I'll ruin my jumpsuit. And then I went into a stationery store and bought stationery. Did I tell you this?
No.
Oh, okay.
But your floral jumpsuit sounds really cute.
I know. Yeah. I love floral and jumpsuits.
Yeah, I know.
But again, I had to pee, so this is like, I'm just, I try not to drink a lot of water before bed. But.
And that's where that ends.
That's where that ends.
But you get thirsty sometimes.
Yeah, I just have to freaking get up and pee.
Yeah.
And then I get back in the bed after I finally do it, and I'm like, oh, why didn't I do this? And then I'm like awake and I'm like, man, you should have like peed earlier.
You know, what's really funny is that when I was in high school and my sleep was so precious to me, I would wake up and have to pee and I would try and keep my eyes closed to the bathroom and like feel around
I
like
do
a blind
that
person.
Still.
I still do that. Is that weird?
Oh, okay.
It's really funny. I like will be on the bowl so mad, and I'm like eyes are closed.
Right?
I'm just like,
And then it's cold.
Yeah,
and it wakes you up, and it's
and like 2 days ago, I peed for like 2 minutes straight.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is getting old.
Yeah.
I can't stand like this.
Now is not the time, bladder.
Sometimes I'll be standing there, and like either after like a night of drinking, or if I'm super tired, I'll start to like kind of like shake and like I'm gonna pass out soon. This needs to end, like it's gonna happen.
Yeah, oh my gosh, when we were at Electric Forest and you know we had to use the porta potties, it was just that was when my bladder decided it was gonna take the longest pee I have ever, and I don't sit down, I squat in those, okay, like I'm never gonna touch those things. And I just, if I didn't come back with a booty for days.
That's
after
right.
That.
Did you use the Go Girl?
No, I didn't because it wasn't working well for me.
Yeah, I retired mine after the incident.
The
that's what I refer to that night as, the incident.
So, Anthony, did you find anything about my psyche?
No, not really. I looked up shop, but did you actually buy anything in the dream?
Oh yeah, I wanted to know that too.
Wait, what dream?
The thrift store dream.
Oh.
I just
great dream in the bathroom.
Just, we just got so into like peace dreams.
I know.
So far beyond. No, I don't recall buying anything.
All right.
Well, I definitely had the intention to, but I didn't actually.
Okay. Well, that would have been the only thing that kind of meant anything. And
so your dream didn't mean anything.
Great.
No, I think she's searching for deeper meaning in the thrift stores.
Because
she knows there's stories
book.
There.
Yeah.
I feel like they're all sad. Like, if you read a book of, like, all the things that happened to the clothes that got to the thrift store, they all ended up at the thrift store. That's
really?
Kind of sad.
No,
yeah.
Don't ruin this for me. No,
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I take a piece.
Got
like,
rid of it.
Okay, let's say I find a floral jumpsuit at the thrift store. I'm like, okay, this was some woman from the 70s. She was always at the disco. And when I buy this and put this on my body, I'm going to get some of that disco fever.
There you go. But I think about the clothes I donate, and sometimes they're just, I don't know, we're echoing here. You guys can't hear it, but we can. I'm just going to take off.
The speech jammer up, I'm like, and then I go to.
Sorry, guys. Even though this isn't affecting you. Anyway, no, but I think about the clothes I donate, and some of the stuff I really love, I either just grew out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Or it didn't really actually fit me in the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I always try and donate things with good intentions. Like,
me
okay,
too.
You know what? This isn't working for me, but I think somebody else could really love this. So, like, I set it up.
That's
with
how
a
I do it,
omen.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that, too.
You know what's really interesting, too, is sometimes I straight up feel like I manifest the things that I find at the
thrift
store.
Me, too.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I have like this spiritual connection with my local thrift store.
Not so much thrift stores, because the thrift stores around here aren't great, but when I'm going to shop for something really specific, I have a vision and I usually can find it.
Yeah.
And I accept the overalls. I have not
found. You still haven't found them?
Every time I find them in stores, they're like four times too big.
Oh,
or I just
yeah.
do not like the coloration
well,
of the denim.
Do you know what? It's really difficult to find a good pair of overalls because they have to, like, they cover all of you. So they have to fit exactly.
They might not even
perfect.
Look good on me anymore.
No, they would look
like,
phenomenal on you.
So
yeah,
much.
Trust me.
But some of them are either, like, really, really skin tight, which I haven't found a pair that I could try that yet, because like I said, they're always like four times too big,
right?
Or like the way they're cut, like the shape of overalls now have kind of changed.
Oh yeah, for
so
sure.
I don't know. Anyway, this is not an overall podcast.
The men are sitting here like, okay.
Oh, great. We're talking about clothes again.
Like, you should have seen their faces.
I know. I see them dozing off.
Well,
it's like, sorry.
I was actually kind of getting into the idea of getting a romp-em and feeling guilty about it. Yeah. I told you about these the other night.
The men rompers?
Yeah, romp-em. Not romper.
Oh, God.
Romp-em. Oh, dear Lord.
They're terrible, but I can't help it.
There's definitely a male body shape that those will fit, and it's not. Like my like,
no,
your long legs, like it's gonna be so ridiculous. Small
leg. And
can you draw them
they're
in? Yeah, I never, I actually never.
Veronica
seen
will draw that.
I
kind of want to own one. That's it. I'm just coming out with it.
Yeah,
I'm definitely the fashionista. Those are alerted.
Yeah. Well, Anne says I've lost my touch with men's fashion.
She doesn't know.
What do you mean?
I ask her,
does this look good? And she'll be like, no. And I'll be like, are you crazy?
Sometimes the patterns do not work. And
no, they work. They
no,
work
sometimes they
so
do
hard.
Work, but
no,
sometimes
not always they work. Always. When I say they work, they work.
I'm really happy with the turn this podcast.
Yeah, no, this is great.
this is
awesome.
Totally yeah. My my yeah. Area of
your realm.
Yeah,
it's now Veronica's fashion.
Yeah.
She took over. She's steering
so,
the ship.
Oh yeah,
she's a pirate.
For coming on to my fashion podcast. Yeah. It was great to have you guys.
Yeah. But. In all seriousness, does anyone else have any dreams they'd like to discuss?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
You guys are good?
Mm-hmm.
A little warm.
I know. Yeah, it's very
it's
warm.
These lights, too, you know. These, these lights that you have on here give off a lot of heat.
And I was like over Jeff to get into the mic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know you're sweating right now, but it's really important that I like
it's
I face them.
It's so sweaty.
Only the best for my guests.
Yeah.
Thank you, Veronica.
Yeah. Well,
do you want to plug your I'm going to plug you in the intro, but do you want to plug yourself?
I have a YouTube channel.
It's awesome. You guys should follow it and watch her.
What's it called?
It's called Levion Rose.
I'll type it out.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's hard.
And your Instagram is different.
My Instagram is Where Is She Now?
Yeah.
And to be completely honest, my YouTube is probably going to become Where Is She Now in the near future.
Oh,
so
cool.
That's why I'm like, oh, it's Levion Rose for now, but...
That's okay. That's
fine.
Yeah.
How is Where spelled?
Oh, W-E-A-R. So
clever.
Fashion and travel, you know, that's the direction that my YouTube is going in. So if you're into that sort of thing, check me out.
Awesome. Thank you, Ryan. And look forward to her illustrations.
Yeah.
To come.
Yes.
Thank
very,
you, Jeff,
very
for coming.
Excited for that.
You're welcome.
he carried this whole podcast.
He really did.
Tonight.
And Aunt, thank you as always for taking care of the
glad to be here.
The dictionary.
For telling us that book has no answers for
yes.
us.
Yes.
Well,
not
for your wacky
huge.
Brain.
I mean, I looked some stuff up.
Whatever you got going on in there, nobody's figured it out yet.
Freud is like, what the hell?
He's yeah. just like, nah, I'm good.
This you pray.
I'm
I thought I was messed up.
You have problems even I can't pin down.
All right. We out.
Bye.
Bye.